Good afternoon. You're listening to A Progressive Life right here on WWGH. And I'm Glenn Coble. And I'm going to bring up my phone over here. And I hope we have Dr. Feynman. Are you there, Dr. Feynman?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. your ears had to be burning. I noticed that you were listening to the show earlier.
Yes. And I wanted to make a couple of comments that you didn't, I guess, have time to notice. First of all, D-Day is June 6th, not June 7th.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it is.
June 6th, 44. And interestingly, my first day of teaching was June 6th, 1972.
Oh.
I went into that first class ever, a little nervous, and I told the students, this is the 20th anniversary of D-Day, and they knew what D-Day was.
Oh, well, back then they would. Nowadays, yeah. They don't.
But now I'm in my 49th year of teaching. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of fun, though.
Right. Secondly, regarding the science thing, regarding our mutual friend, what I had said to him, and I still say, is 1980 science is like the 1920 science before the atomic bomb, open heart bypass surgery, penicillin, computers, etc. In other words, it's out of date.
I got you.
Unless one keeps up with it, it's not considered accurate what you knew from 30 years ago. That's my point.
Okay.
I just want to make that clear.
I want you to know, Dr. Feynman, that I am not the one beating this horse.
Well, I'm not trying to either, but that's, he may have been insulted, but I didn't intend that. But again, 40-year-old or 35-year-old science is not the same as today. It's different. Oh. As I just gave you examples there of the 1920s. You could say, I'm a science expert. You wouldn't know those things that came in the next 30, 40 years.
No, you wouldn't. And you know what scares me is right now, in our political world, we have people that don't want to listen to science.
They of course, and they also don't want to listen to truth and facts.
Yeah.
Who still claim that Donald Trump has won the election.
Yeah.
He has not. But I see these websites still keeping on saying there's been shenanigans and all kinds of crookedness, and there is not, and if all the cases have been dismissed in court so far, there is nothing there, and he is wasting our time when there's a COVID pandemic, and he's doing and saying nothing about it, and he's threatening now to bring home troops, which in theory I agree with, but not suddenly, right as we're transitioning to a new administration, because that's going to increase terrorism in the Middle East. I think that's horrible. And the idea of bombing Iran, or I think, you know, I'm not saying Iran's a friendly nation, but that could create a new war for the new president. This is wrong.
Yeah, we that's one of the things that scares me a little bit about this transition period, is that he may start a war so that he can say he was a tough guy or something. I don't know what he would say, but yeah,
he is dangerous.
I'm worried about it.
It was asked after what will happen. I think by 2024 he will be in a prison or a mental institution. I honestly mean that, because
that's
the man
a
is
tough.
Off the wall. He's dangerous.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Dr. Feynman. You and my wife absolutely agree on that.
He also might not be alive because he's got poor health and he eats poorly, so he might not even make it alive.
Yeah, but he exercises all the time out on the golf course.
Well, yes, and of course, he definitely twitters when he's on the potty.
Hey, now that brings up, you know, you're talking, and these are lots of questions that my doggy asked me to ask you. The first one was, can you talk to us about the firing of Chris Krebs? He was the guy that told the president, told the world that this was a wonderful election, a very safe election, so they fired him.
He's one of many heroes.
Yeah.
People have been fired, but they are correct, and I'm sure many of them will be reemployed by President Biden.
I think you're right.
It's ridiculous, you know. He doesn't want to know the truth. He spreads lies, and unfortunately, many of the 72 million or 73 million who voted for him are clueless. They're ignorant, and it's terrifying. It's like a cult, almost like Jim Jones in Jonestown, which happened on this day, by the way, in Guyana in 1978.
Oh,
the massacre there.
Yeah.
And I think, in a way, we're having a slow massacre. I say he's responsible, and so does Glenn Kirshner, who's a well-known figure, that he's responsible, our president, for 250,000 people being dead. Sure, there would have been some, but it's because of his lack of a policy that I say he's responsible and should be brought up on murder charges, what? Really, or manslaughter charges. The man is really out of control, and it's just disgraceful.
Well, slowly but surely, we're starting to see a few of the Republicans kind of agree with you.
Well, certainly, even McConnell is against the idea of getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan suddenly, you know, and there are others who are certainly starting to accept finally, after 2 weeks, that Joe Biden is the president-elect, and realize whether they agree with him, this man has more foreign policy background and experience than any president since World War II, except for Richard Nixon and George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to fault the man.
And he's a decent man.
Yeah.
He's not trying to divide the country. Everything he says and does, and Kamala Harris does, they're trying to unite the country. But there's those who will never accept him, and I'm afraid there could be, I'm worried, based on my book, that there could be, I don't want to say the word, threats against both of their lives. Yeah. Already he has sort of like promoted that, our president, by what he has said about Harris, calling her a communist and a monster. That's inviting people to say, oh my God, we got to go kill the SOB, or the DOB, I guess, because she's a woman. And also with, you know, claiming that somehow that you know, Biden will last long. I mean, it's just unseemly. He's basically a terrorist on Twitter.
Well, now, I was going to say something about Kamala.
Kamala, I think, is great, you know. But I know that people don't like her because she criticized ICE and the Border Patrol. But honestly, those children at the border are being separated from their parents and now we can't find them. That is a war crime. And all those people in ICE and the Border Patrol who were involved in this should be prosecuted. And the cabinet, which went along with this, the cabinet of the president, they should all face. They probably won't, but they should face time in prison for that.
Well, it's kind of interesting that the number of children that they can't place right now is 666.
Yes.
The sign of the devil.
That's true. This is what they used to say about Ron Wilson Reagan, was 666. Back in the 80s, people made fun of that, you know, that his name was six letters each.
What do you think we can do? I can't remember Emily's last name, but there's a lady that's holding up the transition.
Emily Murphy.
Yes.
Irish girl, but not nice. I'd say there should be a way to override that. And honestly, I think if not, she's not going to be removed. But I think there has to be a way to get around that because the transition needs time, and it should not be held up because of one person standing in the way. You know, people are dying because she refuses to sign a piece of paper to start the transition. She's literally murdering people indirectly while conspiring against the U.S. country's interests. You know,
you can't think
it's outrageous. You know,
you can't think she's doing that on her own. Certainly, she's either afraid or in awe of the president.
Well, she's in awe. She needs to go to a mental institution. There's nothing to be in awe of. But I think that she's afraid. But honestly, if she does it, he can fire her, but he can't overrule what she's done.
Right.
So she needs to move forward. Come on.
No.
This is a very dangerous, not just for, you know, for the president-elect or the vice president-elect, for all of us. This is wrong, you know?
Well, now people are saying that Chris Krebs realized that he was going to get fired, and that was one of the more patriotic things he could do.
Absolutely. It's patriotic to do that as much as it is patriotic to wear a mask and do social distancing and stop complaining about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, so we don't think that there's a whole lot we can do about good old Emily, but there might be some around the bin idea, like maybe going through, can you go through Congress?
I'm not sure on that, but there's got to be a way around the bureaucrat. I mean, people complain about bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. Most bureaucrats do their job well, but a bureaucrat gets in the way of what is the national interest, you should be able to be removed and ignored or whatever. But I don't know. I'm not an expert on this. We've never had a situation, but she's not going to look good in the history books. Her name will be remembered, even though it's a Murphy, which is a common name, but this is not good.
Yeah.
Nope.
Now, her only boss, from what I understand, is Trump.
Yes, and the point is, what is her point? She's going to be leaving. So she gets fired with 2 months to go. She gets, you know, she loses maybe, I'm joking, 2 months pay. What is the big problem here? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I really don't, because it's not like she's going to have a future job. But actually, if she cooperated, maybe Biden would have said you can stay in the job. You know, I just don't understand the mentality of such a person.
Well, okay, let's go to a new subject. The Georgia runoff. What do you think's going to happen there?
I'm hoping both seats go to the Democrats since they won the state of Georgia and the population mix is changing and certainly both Republicans are horrendous. two of the worst, particularly Kelly Loeffler. Oh, but God. Even David Perdue, who has made anti-Semitic and racist comments recently, I mean, he's a nothing. He's been there for 6 years. He's done nothing positive. Kelly Loeffler, who's the wife of the New York Stock Exchange president, probably right. The wealthiest member of the Senate, therefore, you know, might be nice to look at if people point that out, yes. But she is really horrendous in what she has said and done. And I think there's more chance that she will lose her seat probably than David Perdue, because David Perdue has been in the Senate for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, his opponent is an African-American pastor. And I'm sorry, the fact of race,
yeah,
I think it's going to play something. I think, of course, John Ossoff is Jewish, but I don't think that's as big an issue. I think he has a better shot at beating her than Ralph Warnock does in beating David Perdue. But if both seats would go Democratic, then the Senate would be run by the Democrats. Harris would organize the Senate, and it would make a dramatic difference on appointments and policies.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, praying, that both can go that way. I think there's a good chance, but at least one seat. But, of course, one seat won't be enough.
No.
That's the only problem, as far as control.
Now, it does seem to be, it's going to be on a hairline. It's going to be on a razor's edge who wins both of those, I think.
Yes, and probably will take quite a while. There'll probably be no Jew. They'll probably keep things in limbo for about a week until they figure it out. They'll have a recount and all that. You know, probably, I would love it was more than just close, but I guess it's going to be difficult. But I think Georgia is moving into the future as Arizona has it, as Texas, I think, is in process of doing, and North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Moving toward blue. But it takes time, you know, to overcome the Trump effect, you know.
Now, one of the things that I tweeted about a while back is that if these states go blue, I truly believe the Democratic Party has to find a way to do it like President-elect Biden is doing it, with grace, dignity, and also without gloating. And I'm afraid that we may start gloating here, and I hate to see that happen.
No, because even the Democrats win, it's still a 50-50 tie.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem is, as my oldest son, David, has said, he's worried that the House, where I think 9 or 10 seats have been lost, that if you go by history, the president in office, his party, loses seats. And if they lose many more, they'll lose the House.
Yeah.
And so they really have to be aggressive but cautious, and not gloat, because it's going to be tough to hold both, you know, to keep the 50-50 tie they get and go beyond that. Although two-thirds of the seats are Republican coming up again, but this time it didn't work too well.
Yeah.
Two people have won, and one person lost, Doug Jones, who I still think will be Attorney General, which I think is great. You know, I think he should be.
Yeah, but he lost to a guy who's a football coach that doesn't know anything.
Oh, my God. He knows less than Trump.
Yeah.
Really?
He might be a little, I don't know. I'm trying to find something positive to say about him. Now, as you know, Dr. Feynman, I dealt with football coaches for 18 years. And I can count on one finger the number of them that I really respected a great deal as far as their...
They usually end up teaching history, so that's why many people don't know history. And maybe jokingly some of them, you know, maybe some of them jokingly also taught science.
Yeah.
How's that? And maybe that's some of the science that people learned. I'm joking, of course, in the 1980s. Just teasing.
Okay, now, this is...
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be that way. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You'll go to hell. Don't worry about it.
Well, you can join me there.
Well, I don't believe in it, so therefore...
I know. We're just having some good fun, that's all.
Right. Now, this is a question completely off what we were talking about, but it's something that just keeps popping back up in my head. If you recall correctly, when Trump was running for president, and also in his first few months as president, he was very involved with Mr. Bannon. And
He's a monster, that guy. He really is. He's dangerous. He really is, yeah.
One of his preeminent thoughts was that we have to start the deconstruction of the administrative state. Now, in my thinking, now, I'm not a brilliant man like you are.
You're plenty brilliant.
It just seems like that is anarchy. Am I right?
Well, I think in many ways we've had quite a bit of deconstruction.
Yes,
but we've also had many loyal servants who have worked behind the scenes. Some of them got fired. Some of them have not. And they have managed to make it not impossible to retrieve under the next president. But yes, I think we have really seen a dissolution of the whole idea of the foreign policy apparatus, an economic apparatus, the environment, which my older son's engaged in. We have so many horrors. That's why anybody in my mind, and I know everybody's not going to like this, who has a brain in their head could not have voted for him the second time. Maybe the first, because he's a new person. But to vote for him now, you have to be out of your mind with all the damage he did. And you can't do it just based on one issue, like you don't like the woman running for vice president, or you don't like one thing that Biden has said or done. I mean, you got to look at the overall picture. But I've learned you can only take a horse to water, you can't make a drink, as the saying goes.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, I mentioned this, and I told you to have a good answer for this on my previous show. First of all, do you think Trump is fighting to stay relevant so that he can be effective as a 2024 election? Do you think Trump will run for president then?
I'm not sure he'll be alive in 4 years with his health, first of all. But if he is, no, I don't think so. He just wants attention. He's a narcissist to the extreme. And even though people fear him, I don't think that he would be the nominee at the end. He might run and form a third party. Of course, he could become a Ross Perot kind of person, I suppose. But I think the Republican Party, if they don't have the sense, and I think most of them do once he's gone, that this is destruction of the party further, that they have to move away from him. But on the other hand, some of their candidates are just as crazy as he is, like Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
Yep, absolutely.
Is very scary. This Josh Hawley in Missouri. Yep. Of course, Ted Cruz, who I've said before, he looks like the devil. He goes and he criticizes Sherrod Brown over the idea of wearing masks. I mean, and he goes to the White House after Trump called his wife ugly and said his father was involved in the Kennedy assassination. Yeah. This man has no scruples, ethics, or morals at all. And as I said, at the time of 16, I was worried about Trump, but I thought Cruz was more dangerous than Trump.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Now, of course, I don't know if I'd say that, but I think Cruz would have been just as monstrous if he had been in the White House. He's a lot younger. No, I don't think he will, but I think he'll want to have notice, but I think his son might want to run, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Donald Jr., who's whacked in the head, and also Tucker Carlson of Fox News Channel, and I just hope that they go a different direction and they find someone much more mainstream, but if they don't, the party is going to be forgotten in history and it's going to disappear.
Do you think some of the people that are involved in the Lincoln Project, do you think that they will, because they've done a terrific job.
Yes, thank goodness for them, yes.
Yeah. Now, do you think that they might redevelop a more middle-of-the-road, mainstream Republican Party?
That's their purpose. The question is to find the right person.
Yeah.
But there are some governors who are Republican who are rational and reasonable. The only thing is, I guess, the right-wing Republicans would say they're too moderate or liberal, but I would point out that the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, sounds very reasonable to me, and Larry Hogan, where my son lives in Maryland, Larry Hogan in Maryland, and also the Vermont governor, Phil Scott, even some of the more right-wing governors, notice this, they're always against masks and any kind of anything, and now in Iowa and North Dakota, they're suddenly enforcing it along with the Ohio governor, who I give full credit to for doing what he's doing, and say it proves that the former health director who was pushed out, Amy Acton, is a hero and not to be insulted, as she is by many people.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth, or at least that's the way I see it as well. Now, do you think, though, if this could work to the Democrats' benefit if Trump does decide or implies that he's going to run in 2024? Because that kind of holds up what's going to go on in the Republican Party until they know what he's going to do. Don't you think?
I think it does, but, you know, there's still many people who will vote the party line no matter what. I hate to say it. To me, the Republican Party is not the party of the past. It's not the party of Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Not the party even of the Bushes. or John McCain, or further back like Theodore Roosevelt or Abraham Lincoln. It's becoming an extreme, at the moment, right-wing party with racism and nativism as part of its message. And to me, it's going to look more like not the same as the Nazi party, but having elements of it. And that's, who would want to be in that kind of a group, you know?
Yeah,
but there are plenty of people who still have bigotry, I'm sorry to say, and they don't like people who are Jewish or black or Latino or Asian American or gay or disabled, and they're intolerant, and they find a home with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Horrifying, yes.
Now, this is a question that's a follow-up question. My dog asked me to ask you this. My wife went through the ceiling when I said I was going to ask this. Will Trump end up in jail?
I think he has the potential. You know, it's hard to say because he'll have lawyers, but I think he's going to be prosecuted in New York State and New York City.
Yeah,
and even if he gets a pardon from Pence, and I think it's likely that he might face that. But I also have a feeling if ever came push to shove, I hate to say this, but I think he might end his life. I don't think he could tolerate being in prison.
What?
I could see him using pills. I'm sorry, it's saying sound controversial, but I think if it came to that, he might, which I'm not wishing for, but I don't think he could tolerate the thought of going to any kind of a prison because his ego couldn't take it.
Do you think there is a judge in America, or more to the point, in New York, that would ever put a former president in jail?
I don't know who it would be, but the Attorney General of the state and the prosecutor in Manhattan certainly are hoping to move in that direction.
Yeah.
That's on financial issues. It's not even based on other issues, the many crimes, I think, that have occurred, including the issue of women, although that might come to be where the DNA has to be shared in that case with that one woman that wants his DNA to prove he raped her.
Yeah.
That's more than just, you know, financial. That's why I have the feeling he's not going to be able to cope. And I think as you look at his Twitter feed just today, in 2 hours, he had 8 rants that the Twitter banned after it was put up because he's acting crazy.
It's interesting how many of his rants have become banned. Now, I'm not sure if that's because Twitter has gotten...
They're lies. They're not true. That's why.
Yeah, well...
He has capital letters on everything. He is nuts at the moment. I think every minute he's there now, in the next 63 days, he's dangerous. And we could have a nuclear war, even. I mean, it's scary.
Scary. That is scary. And that's
I really wish there was a way to push him out and let Mike Pence finish up, because I think he's going to probably have a good chance that he's going to resign a couple of days ago and have Mike Pence pardon him. What Mike Pence should do is take over and not pardon him.
Well, there's there's the 25th Amendment that would give him the opportunity if he could get some of the other... cabinet members to go
a majority,
along.
But the majority voted to put kids in cages, and they can live with it morally. I don't think they're going to do that. But you never know what goes on in their heads that they're not revealing. But I really think, and I've said this before, I don't know if I told you this, but I've been thinking, going back to February 5th, when he was found not guilty on impeachment charges. He didn't have enough votes to be removed in the Senate. The next day, the first case of COVID-19, the first death occurred.
Yeah, I remember.
Imagine, I think I might have said this last week, I'm not sure, that if he had to leave office February 5th and the next day Mike Pence was president, I'm not saying he's a genius, I don't care for him, but I like to think his reaction would have been different than Trump, and we might have been better off, and if we were better off, he might even have won over Joe Biden.
You know, he may be a religious nutcase, but he does have empathy, I believe.
Well, I'm not so sure that's the proper word, but he's got common sense and intelligence, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure about empathy, because how much empathy do you have when your wife is at a school that bans anyone who's gay or lesbian or transgender to be staff, parents, students, or teachers? To me, that's not empathy.
Some people are blind to things like that. But
yes, I know, but you know, it's not a question of you have to agree. It's a question of tolerance of the other people, not to mean you have to agree with them. You know, we can't force our will on everybody. Leave people alone and allow them to be what they are, you know?
Yeah. Now, okay, let's move on and let's hope. Like, for the last 3 days, I've been concerned that maybe I'm coming down with COVID.
Yeah, I heard you say that. My gosh.
Well, I have my nose is running, and I have a cough. so I was worried about it.
But those things do happen.
Yeah.
But unless you're in a colder climate there.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure it's a cold, but I have been wearing my mask. I asked Scott if he wanted me to wear my mask while I was in the studio, which I don't normally do, but we talked about it. And anyway...
Are you wearing a mask?
I'm not wearing one now.
There's nobody. Were you in the last 2 hours?
No. Uh-uh. Well, I did for a while, and then I sensed that it wasn't working very well.
Okay, so how close were you to Scott?
About 8 feet.
So. Oh, well, yeah.
And we're pretty far apart.
Yeah.
And I tried not to shout.
But, or sneeze.
Or sneeze. And I did sneeze twice, and I did put my mask on then. So. Anyway,
well, I hope and pray. My gosh, I hope you are right. My gosh,
thank you. That's very.
Oh
good.
My gosh, what a way to have to live a life, you know.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it until something more definitive comes up. Now, along that line, Pfizer has come out with a 90% rate, and one of the
others. It went up to 95 now after the other one.
And that one.
They have said 94.5. I think they've said now it's 95 this morning.
Yeah, and that's one of those that you don't have to get at sub-zero.
Yes, the Moderna one is better, yeah.
You can just freeze it. You don't have to
get
it down to, 200 below or whatever it is.
But,
Now, that's the Warp Speed organization, a group of people. Now, have you listened to the general who is in charge of Warp Speed? He doesn't impress me, quite frankly. And I hope he's better, more impressive than he sounded when I think it was on 60 Minutes or something.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about that. Also, Dr. Scott Atlas is dangerous, where he's contradicting Fauci and other doctors with this whole idea of herd immunity, which is pure suicide. It's crazy.
Well, you're going to kill a lot more people that way. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I know people who don't seem to think that's an issue, think it's got to happen, and that most of the people are old, so that's the way life is. I've had people say that to me.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
They're usually younger than you and I.
Yes, but yet there are people as young as 4 and 5 I've seen on cable news that die of it. All ages, maybe more older, but plenty of people of all ages.
I think the youngest was eight months old that died of it.
Yes.
That's horrible.
In one case, there was this one boy, 4 years old, who lost both his mother and his father, who were like 33 and 29. Now he has his grandmother. Hopefully she'll stay alive. But imagine a 4-year-old losing both parents within a few weeks to COVID-19.
Say that again. I lost you.
I said that we had a boy somewhere, 4 years old, who lost both of his parents.
Is that right?
33 and 29. Within a few weeks, his grandmother's taking care of him. Now, hopefully she'll continue to be able to do that. But imagine losing both parents within a few weeks to COVID-19 and their kids, young people, 33 and 29, with a 4-year-old boy.
Yikes. That's really sad. Yeah.
And I'm sure there are people who would hear it and say, well, it's not me. So a lot of people don't care unless it's me. And that just infuriates me. The lack of concern for others, whether you know them or not, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Now, I got another question. I keep getting mentioned to me, basically on Facebook, by people that are spewing some of the Republican talking points.
Oh, God.
That I'm a socialist because I'm a liberal.
Progressive. That's not a socialist. And frankly, I'll say to those people, you want to get rid of Social Security? Maybe they'll say they don't care. They want to be able to put it in the stock market like George W. Bush wanted to do. And then the stock market went down in 2008-2009 and you would have lost it all. But it's so ridiculous. These people are so ignorant using the word socialist and saying you're a communist or a Marxist, probably, right?
Yeah. And there are all sorts of social programs that we have that are keeping people from going through the safety net into the abyss, I think.
And right now, the safety net is not enough because we haven't had a second stimulus. So actually, there are plenty of people very bad shape, homeless, hungry, etc. And the government's doing nothing. And the Republicans are the ones responsible because they control the Senate and Mitch McConnell will not do anything. And that's why it's going to be horrible if the Republicans keep the Senate.
Well, and you know that they will blame, if they don't, and Biden decides to go ahead and give a $2 trillion bailout, not bailout, whatever they're calling it right now.
Yeah.
Then they're going to start all of a sudden finding their fiscal conservativeness that they didn't have when they were giving the big bucks to the big corporations.
Yeah, well, they did that, the Republicans, under Reagan, under Bush too, and now Trump, the top few percent, getting most of the tax cuts. And, you know, and that's why we have such national debt increase, more for that reason than anything else. And they don't care if Social Security dies. They're still trying to kill it after 1935 when it passed, just like they're trying to kill Obamacare or Affordable Care Act. How about the fact that people are asked in general, in polls, do you like Obamacare? No, I don't want it. But you like Affordable Care Act? Yes. And you know why it is, because Obama's name.
The name.
And it's a racial thing. What else could it be?
Yeah. It's like...
Look how ignorant these people are. They don't realize it's the same thing. And it's not perfect. But you don't destroy it, and it looks like the Supreme Court will not be doing it, and Kavanaugh apparently will be in the majority, it seems, hopefully, with Roberts and the other, you know, and the liberal Democrats. So I'm thankful for that. That the court still can surprise us.
Yeah, now I've been pleasantly surprised by a lot of these conservative judges that have come up with... You know, they basically said you're crazy to think that the election wasn't straight.
Many of these are Republican appointments to the circuit courts and the district courts, and they're like Bush appointees. But then, of course, he would say, "Well, George W. appointed them." Trump would say so. He's always trashing George W. You know?
Oh my! You know, I wrote this down. My dog asked me to write this down. A socialist is to communism as libertarian is to anarchism. Do you find that have any value?
No, I don't agree with the first part.
No.
But I would say libertarianism is selfishness and rant is what it's all about.
Yeah,
just me, myself, and I, and a lot of libertarians there, they don't want to pay taxes, they don't want any regulation, and they don't care about anybody but themselves.
Right.
And Rand was a miserable wretch of a human being, and Rand Paul was like that. I don't know if he was named after her. I don't know. By his father. But, I mean, Rand Paul is that way. He is. You know, I have to say, out of all the Senate, they're all terrible, but the two that really annoy me the most are Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. But if I had to put one, if I had to put one on a ship to sink, I would put Ted Cruz first.
Now, see, he doesn't bother me because I don't pay any attention.
Which one?
Cruz.
Oh, he's horrible.
Well, he may be, but I don't pay any attention to him.
Well, you listen to Rand Paul, though.
But his state is a lot closer than Texas.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
He's just south of us here.
And he's also an eye doctor, but not actually given credit by the national organization. He formed his own.
Yeah, he formed
his own. You go to him.
I don't believe. Well, anyway, there's a lot of corruption that's going on.
My
in this
God,
world right
it's just
now.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I wanted to bring up something that you had brought up in the last hour about assassinations and about was Lincoln the first assassinated? Yes, but Andrew Jackson was threatened a couple of times, very seriously, and he actually fought against a potential assassin and struck him down with his own cane as the gun misfired. You know, if you read my book, you'll see that. And then after Lincoln is Garfield of Ohio, who of course was assassinated, you know, but took 79 days until he passed away in 1881. Yep. Considered possibly the best president in the late 19th century on his promises and his vision, but he died so quickly. And then McKinley, and only after McKinley was the Secret Service to start protecting the president, not before that.
Okay. Okay, now, we were talking also, while you were listening, what type of stuffing do you like for Thanksgiving?
What kind of stuffing?
We were all over the place during
that. I don't think I heard that. What kind of stuffing?
Yeah.
I hide this in a box that I cook.
That's exactly what I do. If it's not in a box, I'm not having it.
Now, of course, you have to eat it up, though.
Oh, yes, please heat it up. Now, I
that's so funny. I must have been away from that bit. I guess I didn't miss anything there.
I didn't miss a thing. It was crazy. Now, I wanted to bring up the fact that I like oyster stuffing, and not too many people like oyster stuffing. But that would have been a lie. I just wanted to sound like I knew what I was talking about. Anyway, you know, I've gone through all the questions that my dog and I have put up. Now,
You're a very intelligent dog, by the way.
Oh, she's sweet. Yeah, she's
it's a she, huh?
Yeah, she's not long for this world. She's 16.
Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of dog?
Lots of opposite. And she's...
they're adorable.
Yeah, she is. And her name is Cheyenne, so...
What's her name?
Cheyenne.
Oh, Cheyenne, wow. Yes, like classy name.
Yeah, well, we're classy people. No, actually...
So imagine a dog that's, as you said, that's near the end, as more intelligent than many people who voted, apparently, huh?
Now, Cheyenne, we were given the dog... because they were going to put her down because she had a biting problem. And I said, don't put her down. I'll take her. And I took her, and she doesn't have a biting problem anymore because she doesn't have any teeth. But she.
Well, maybe it's also the way you treat her. A lot of dogs become vicious when they're mistreated by their owners.
Yeah, she wasn't, but her owner was blind. And she would reach down to pick her up, and it would startle her, and she'd bite her. That was the problem.
But the problem when you're blind to have a dog, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and that was 15 years ago when we got her, and she was...
Oh, God bless her. You gave her a life of 15... She was 1 year old. That's good.
Yeah, well, she wasn't even quite 1 year old, so...
Yeah. Well, you've been a good owner, and that guarantees you into heaven.
I hope so. I've always...
But you don't believe in heaven, I thought you said.
I'm sorry?
I thought you don't believe in heaven, you said.
I don't. But,
but you accept entrance in the comms, right?
I'm like Jefferson. I'm making up my own Bible as I go.
Yes, what a brilliant man. He and J.Q. Adams, the most brilliant of all. And I want to remind you, my article on the experience of presidents, Biden has the most experience of any president except John Quincy Adams.
Now, do you have that online that we can see?
I have it online on the historynewsnetwork.org under my name, and also on Facebook I have it.
I'll go
and I can forward it to you. I think I did forward it to you already, but yeah. But the point is here, 44 years in Congress, and the vice presidency, Biden. Adams had 26 years in elected, I think it's 26 in elected and 23 appointed, like Secretary of State and ambassadors. So he has 49 years. But other than Adams, he has more experience. And I've had people say to me, just because you have years doesn't mean you know anything. Oh, God, I want to smack these people.
Well,
but he was a leading figure. He is not someone who's just sitting on the sidelines. But there are people going to attack Joe and say he's incapable, and they look at Trump. How could they say this?
Well, yeah, the thing that bothers me is that they say things like he's lost a step, he's slowed down, he slurs his words. They say things like that. Obviously, they haven't listened to the current president.
Yes, I mean, Trump's always slurring his words and saying the most crazy things.
Yeah.
And he also breathes very deeply. The thought is that he's taking some kind of pill medications that probably are not good to take.
Well, you know, he doesn't drink, I understand.
That's what they say. He doesn't smoke, but...
I don't trust anybody who doesn't drink a little.
But he doesn't drink, apparently, and doesn't smoke because his brother died of alcoholism.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
But he was also not nice to his brother.
If you listen to his...
To his niece.
Who's
the daughter of this brother, yeah.
You'd think, why didn't his family get rid of him a long time ago?
He's been nasty to everyone, including his own kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that he was not interested in the older kids when they were young. He wouldn't change diapers. He wouldn't do anything. He didn't want to have any involvement with them. And even with Barron, I don't think he has much involvement.
Now, do you think that he will pardon his entire family as well for, you know, forever?
Well,
you can actually do a pardon that goes back to the day of their birth. So
I didn't know that. Really?
Well, that's what I heard.
No, I don't think that's true.
One of my talking heads said that.
I think that it's certainly Jared and Ivanka could be in trouble in New York because of their dealings in New York. So, again, outside of New York State and city, maybe, but not necessarily everything. I have to point out that Bill Clinton did pardon his brother Roger when he left office, which I thought was unseemly. So I suppose, you know, he had a drug conviction, so he cleared his record. So I guess he could. But actually, one could say that he's pardoning people who haven't done anything that they've been convicted of yet.
Yeah.
She pardons it after you've been convicted.
And apparently,
so I don't know, but I guess he'll do whatever he can if he can get away with it.
Well, now, you know, if you get a pardon for something that you, some illegal thing that you've done, the pardon basically is saying, yes, I'm guilty, but I don't have to pay the price. Is that
That's correct. It's still on the record that you were convicted, or maybe in this case not convicted, the family. But yes, you're right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we're down to the final 2.5 minutes.
Yes.
Do you have anything that you want to wrap us up with before I go to the grocery?
just the fact that I'm so pleased of how Joe Biden's making early appointments, and I've written on the other appointments that I suggest. We'll see how many work out. And I think we're going to have a totally different kind of presidency, and it's going to be a refreshing change. And of course, it won't be perfect. Nothing is perfect.
Right.
But he comes in with more troubles than Obama did when he came in 2009. But I never thought so quickly after the Great Recession it would be actually worse. But it is worse now. It's as bad as 1932-33. And I just pray that Joe and Kamala can do the job, but certainly better than Trump and Pence. I mean, to me, it's an improvement just to have a change. And I just pray that everything goes well for them. And I hope they're both safe, because I'm certain there are people out there ready to try to commit violence on them. As every president has faced, including Obama, had more threats than anybody since Lincoln. We're not going to hear about all of them, but I'm sure there are many threats already, and it's going to continue to be that way.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. The nice thing about President-elect Biden is that he seems to approach everything with his head on his shoulders and thoughtfully.
Yes, and he never says anything nasty. When did Trump not say anything nasty on a daily basis, either in writing, on Twitter, or in person? Well, so I had one person, a foot doctor I went to, and he said, I heard that Joe got irritated at one time in Pittsburgh at some black person. And I said, yeah, so, but I said, can you compare that to what Trump does every day? He didn't answer after that. I mean, little petty things, he's not perfect, but compare it to Trump. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, we're down to the last 40 seconds, so I better say goodbye to you, and thanks a lot for being on. We will not be on. Yes, we will be on next week.
Oh, I definitely can do next Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, because it's before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I won't be on Thanksgiving, but...
No, of course not.
All right, well, you have a wonderful day, and I'm sure we'll be talking on Facebook.
Yes, and thank you so much again. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Feinman.
Thanks. Bye. Later.
Bye-bye. All right. All right, you're listening to WWGH, and we're just about to get out of here. Thanks a lot for listening to Progressive Life, and I'm Glenn Kobel. Have a good day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.